John wrote something else in a letter he wrote to a church that he planted in Ephesus, right? And he wrote, "This is the message I've heard from him and proclaimed to you. This is the message. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." If we say that we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie. We don't practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. The sacrifice of Jesus on the cross that was already spilt, like the Passover lamb that covered the doorpost around the time of Egypt and Israel leaving Egypt, right? Cleanses us from all sin. When God sees us, he sees that we are redeemed because of the work of Christ. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. This is 1 John chapter 1. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, which doesn't mean that you have to sit down in private and secret and tell someone, right? Confess our sins means say the same word as God about sin. Confess means say the same word as God. So when I steal something and I say, but it's because I'm hungry, I needed bread for my family, right? God says, actually, that's stealing. I say, no, I needed to, I had to, it's all right, it's all right. See, I'm saying something different. I'm arguing. I'm justifying myself. But if I say, I stole, you're right. It was wrong. I should have found another way. If you provide a way out of every temptation, I missed it. I did. I stole. Stealing's wrong. Forgive me, God. Then I'm saying the same word as God. So if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we've not sinned, we make him a liar and his word's not in us. Right? The gift of God, Jesus, this virgin-born, sinless man, the Son of God, who is God, must be received like a gift on Christmas and embraced if he's to make a difference in this life. For God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Is that good news? That's the good news. That's what gospel means. It means good news. Are you done? I'm done. This is the truth. God said through Moses, today I've given you a choice between life and death when they were out there in the desert. And he was like, hey, you know what? We're in the wilderness. You know, follow me or don't. It's your choice, right? And then Joshua, when he came into the promised land, he said, choose today who you'll serve. He said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. This Christmas, we remember the first, the only real lasting Christmas gift. God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that's talking to you when he talked to the woman at the well, he said, you would ask me and I would have given you living water. This strange guy at the well asked you for a drink. If you knew who I was and the gift of God, you would ask me and I would give you living water. Paul writes this to the Ephesians, and this is my finish. I'm not preaching for hours. By grace, you've been saved through faith. Do you hear that? So you couldn't make it happen, but believing connects you to it. By grace, you've been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Merry Christmas. Not a result of works so that no one can boast, because we're his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So at Christmas, we remind you that God didn't send his son in the world to condemn the world. Okay? The Christian message isn't everything that Christians are against. Right? But there is God and he's over there and he wants us to be together with him and he's made a way in order that the world might be saved through Jesus. God's Christmas gift to you. Merry Christmas. Yeah. God's gift is life through his son, Jesus Christ, born on Christmas Day, born as a baby and to a poor family, not to the rich and famous, yeah? And he was born in a place where animals were kept, and he announced it to ordinary shepherds, and this poor child has been recognized by kings and rulers ever since his birth, and he's presented today before you in this way. And so, for unto you a child was born that day in the city of David, a Savior, Christ the Lord. Merry Christmas.